right, welcome back to the podcast, Live Elevated with Brian Pruitt. Currently at the studio this morning. It's a beautiful day, and I'm stoked to kind of get into a few things. I want to answer some questions that I sent out on Instagram. People ask me questions, so I'll answer those. But also, I want to talk about why I am creating more on YouTube. What drew me to YouTube, how long-form content I feel is expanding myself as a person, and how I see the value in kind of going deeper and the journey of, I guess, the self-expansion journey of putting myself on camera, speaking more, sharing more of my life, and not so magazine, quick, flashy, surface level stuff that you see on more so on Instagram. So yeah, that's kind of how I'll start. And I guess a good place to start would be why I want to create on YouTube. I think for me, the attractiveness and the appeal of a YouTube is this idea that you can actually connect on a deeper level with your audience, with people. And that results not only in impact. So like I heard a quote this morning, beautiful quote, that the impact and the effect we have on other people is the greatest resource or valuable asset we have. The effect we have on people is the greatest value we have in this life. And so you can go deeper with the audience, go deeper with other people, share more of your life, be truer to yourself because you have more space. So you resonate with it more, people resonate with it more. You know, some people won't. So you kind of do divide yourself in a way where some people aren't going to vibe or resonate with your message or how you do things, how you create. But then the people who are fans, who are resonating, they are much more connected to you from that standpoint. And when that happens, you're able to build a brand, build a community. And I believe a more authentic, more powerful, more human community on a place like YouTube. So I'm very excited to grow in that. Of course, I want to grow in person. I want to grow the community here in Sarasota. And beyond that, of course, and do more live events, meetups with people, men and women, and just provide space, create space to really go deeper and connect on a human level, share stories, share fears, share wins, be vulnerable, be authentic, learn from each other, grow, be willing to be seen and heard. And it takes courage to do all that. It takes courage to create. It takes courage to be seen, to be known, to put yourself out there, to be honest with yourself and others. It takes freaking courage, man. But we are made for that courage. We are made to live courageous. Is it uncomfortable? Yeah, of course. You know, do we not want to be truthful and honest because it's uncomfortable? Of course. But it doesn't change the fact that that's where the magic happens. When you're courageous enough to put yourself out there and to be true to you, be true to the person you were made to be, and live in that truth and speak from the place of love in your heart, it is uncomfortable. It can be scary, but it is what we are made to do. You know, we're made to be courageous. So anyway, that's a side note, tangent, of course. But the reason I want to create on YouTube is because of those two things. You resonate, you can create deeper communities, deeper connection. I believe the impact that God will make through me on YouTube, I believe, will be much more fulfilling than, let's say, Instagram. And it's great. I mean, I've experienced insane growth on Instagram. You know, I remember having 70,000 or so followers for a decade, you know, for like 8 years. And then I really, after leaving Pfizer, after leaving corporate America, I remember just saying, all right, this is it. Like, let's go. You know, here we go. We're going to do it. I'm going to post 6 days a week. I'm going to try to be, you know, the guy, the fitness guy, good vibes, and just put it out there into the world. And it came back, you know. I was able to grow community, create BeFit, coach men mostly, And then now I'm only coaching men, but you know, now we're coaching with Live Elevated. We have coaches within our program. So we have men and women coaching people. So it's just a beautiful experience how putting myself out there created just a ripple effect, and it empowered me to make a living online, you know, make a living with connecting with people and helping them develop a healthy, sustainable lifestyle, one where they're growing in discipline, when they're more energetic, they're more of a leader, you know, they're leading by example, they're maybe going from dad bod to father figure, they're stepping into that leadership role. And that's not about a six pack, you know, it's not about a certain body fat percentage, but it is about saying I'm not made to be average, and I refuse to be average. I refuse to settle for less. And stepping into, I'm made for more. I have God-given greatness within me. Much of my potential is still untapped. There is way more to me than I thought, than I can imagine, because something beyond my imagination made me, created me on purpose, for a purpose. And I have that greatness within me. I have that divine spark within me. So when you elevate your identity from that standpoint, and you understand who you are in light of God, or who you are from God's perspective, the love and the beauty and the potential, dude, bad habits, bad thoughts, bad self-perception, toxic self-image, it just dissipates. It just goes away, because you finally see yourself the way you were always intended to be seen and to be realized. And that's loved, fully loved, it's fully known. And that fixes a lot of problems. It fixes a lot of issues if we just elevate our habits, or sorry, if we just elevate our identities. That fixes a lot of things, a lot of bad habits, a lot of bad emotional pathways that are not healthy, you know, toxic, I would say self-harming, vicious cycles of, you know, whether it just be shame, fear, guilt. These things do not play out in our favor. And I don't remember the last time I made a good decision out of shame. I don't remember the last time I made a good decision out of fear or guilt. You know, my best decisions, my best self is always found in love. It's always found rooted in love and rooted in truth and rooted in God, really. Love for myself, love for God, love for other people. That's when I'm at my best. That's when I'm living at my best, taking care of what needs to be done. And quite honestly, being present, being the most connected to the moment, connected to the present moment. And that's when I can show up in the best way possible as a husband, as a father, as a friend, a mentor, a coach. So I always want to be connected to that, to God, and connected to the moment. And you know, as Jesus said, not worrying about tomorrow, you know, not being caught up in everything that could happen, and, you know, worrying about this and that, but knowing that God, knowing that the highest good, knowing that a power, the power, ultimate reality, power that's way beyond our control and comprehension, is always looking out for me, always looking out for you. That's beautiful. That is life-changing. Doing life with God, inviting God into the day, is everything. Okay, so that's why I started YouTube. I hope you follow me. Check out my channel if you haven't. I'll be posting, hopefully, and I'm curious. I mean, leave me a DM, make a comment on my YouTube videos. I'm really trying to provide value, but I also want to be true to who I am and, you know, speak on more spiritual stuff. So the physical disciplines of training, of walking, of fueling, of resting, of moving, and the spiritual disciplines of study and prayer and meditation and stillness and fasting and community. Those are just one and the same for me. Like, I've always been fascinated with the physical and the spiritual disciplines and how they are synergistically working together in tandem. How, you know, if they weren't, I wouldn't have had some of my best, most spiritual moments of connectedness to God when I'm lifting weights. Right? Or when I'm swimming in the ocean, or when I'm taking a walk outside. Like, the physical acts, the physical disciplines enhance the spiritual. And those spiritual disciplines obviously enhance the physical. So the goal is to continue, you know, working on the basics, mastering the basics, and growing in the consistency and showing up with both physical and spiritual disciplines. All right, rapid fire, unscripted. Let's get into the questions I posed on Instagram. I said, ask me anything. I'm doing another YouTube Q&A, but make it interesting, okay? Make it interesting. All right. Someone asked me, are you happy? It's a great question. I think I am mostly happy, and I would say always joyful, if that makes sense. Like, I think happiness is fleeting. You know, I think happiness is an emotion that can be very dependent on circumstances, but the joy I have is in my heart, is in my spirit, it's in my deepest part of who I am, because I know in Christ I lack nothing, because I know I am fully loved and fully known. I have a hope that is way better than I can ever imagine, and Jesus has completely changed my present and my future. And so I would say I'm definitely a happy man. I am definitely a joyful man. And I think that just goes to, it's because I can look beyond my present moment while also being completely immersed in the present moment. So yeah, I think that makes sense. What motivates your everyday apart from your amazing family? Great question. I would say the idea of the gift and the gifts plural that God's given me, and the fact that I believe we have to maximize, we get to develop the gifts that we've been giving. And ultimately, I don't want to be on my deathbed. I don't want to be in the next life and look back and say, man, I just let that go to waste. Like, how much talent did you give me? How much opportunity did you give me, God? And I just let it go. I just didn't take advantage. I didn't maximize it. So I think the urgency embedded within that perspective is, it does motivate. But I would say, obviously, discipline is more important than motivation. You know, motivation's an emotion. It can be fleeting, like happiness, and it's only good while you have it. And when it's not there, you're kind of screwed if you haven't flexed and built that discipline muscle. And discipline is doing what needs to be done for the good of yourself, your future, others, whether you feel like it or not. It's doing the right thing whether you feel like it or not, and discipline pays off in the long run, absolutely, every single time. Why do you believe in God? I think it takes a lot more faith to not believe in a higher power, quite honestly. That's all in love for people who, you know, follow me or are watching this who don't believe in God, or maybe you're mad at God, or maybe you're mad at Christians or other people who are in the church or a religion that hurts you. You know, people are never the enemy. It's always an underlying, like, undertone of basically fear, hate, you know, pride, envy. These things are the undertone that works through people who maybe are not awake, you know, and maybe are not, haven't had the light of Christ shine in on them and change their whole life and create this unconditional love, just like Christ loves us, that you can share to people. So if you've been hurt, if you're mad at God, I understand it. I get it. You know, we can be broken people, and we can lash out, and we can just not treat people with love and respect as everyone deserves, including yourself. But that doesn't mean that God isn't real. You know, the hate or the fear or the pain that you have in your heart, it doesn't mean God's not real. I believe we're all on our own journey, and I believe if you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you will find. And if you knock, the door will be opened, like Jesus said. And so if you do search for truth, if you seek for the truth, I believe you will find it. And I just think the fine-tuning of the universe, the laws of the universe, the beauty of the universe all point to a designer. You know, we would never point to a computer with all the depth and richness and complication and math and design, DNA. We would never point to that and just say, yeah, just, you know, the wind, you know, this storm just freaking threw it together and it all fell into place. No. We would say, okay, I see a computer. there's got to be a computer designer. And when I say God, I just mean the ultimate designer of all things, the OG, the first original mover, as the Greek Stoics would say, the original or the first mover, the unmoved mover is what they would say. Cool. I'm 5'11", I'm about 180. I'm 31 years young, full of strength and full of patience. I'm growing in grace, I'm growing in wisdom. All by the grace of God, and I'm excited to live this year to the fullest. 31 years old, man. Years young. Sorry, I'm excited. This guy asks, I think of getting to know people as a mutual translation. Hardest thing to translate about you. So basically, what do people misunderstand about you? What's maybe the hardest thing to translate from you? You know, I think this is an interesting question because I want to speak about the difference between relationship and religion a lot more. I think people probably see me, other people of faith or people who believe in God or Christians, and they see us as very judgmental based on their own experience. They see us as very short-sighted, narrow-minded, hateful people, or, you know, just religious. I get it. It can be a very negative it can just leave a bad taste in your mouth. So I think people do misunderstand me from that standpoint. But then again, I'm like, when I gave my life to Christ, I said, you know, in some ways, if I give my life to Christ, I give up the right to take things personally. I give up the right to myself. I give up the right of ownership of myself. And therefore, I can let go of people's perceptions or, more importantly, misperceptions of me. So I think the most misunderstood man, human, to ever walk the earth is Jesus. So if I look to Jesus as the perfect example, ultimate example of God's love for me, of how I should move, how I should treat others, how I should approach life, then I shouldn't be surprised when I am misunderstood, because he's the most misunderstood in history, and be okay with that. And understand that my worth and value doesn't come from other people and their perfect understanding of me, but because I am fully known and understood and fully seen and fully heard by my Creator God. I'm losing battery on my portacapture recording device, but I'll keep going. So that is one misunderstanding, mistranslation. The other, I would say, is the magazine snapshot of Instagram, which is, again, another reason why I want to create on YouTube. I feel like people will understand me more. Is the idea of just thinking I'm a, you know, the good-looking fitness guy or baseball guy, athlete, jock, kind of douchebag. Like, they just think that's who I am. I even have friends kind of mess with me. I had a friend in town the other day, and he's like, you know, if I didn't know Brian in person, like, well, and I just saw his Instagram, I wouldn't talk to him. Like, I wouldn't be friends with him. You know, I wouldn't follow him. And so I think that's fair. I think, you know, I'm not for everyone, just like you're not for everyone. And that's okay. It's okay not to be everybody's favorite person. Even though at the heart of a people pleaser, people lover like myself, I do want to be well liked. I do want to be understood. I want people to feel loved and people feel understood. But it's not my job. It's not our job to be everything to everyone. We were never made to carry that burden. Only God can do that. And so, you know, releasing that is a big part of personal freedom. You know, releasing the need to always be understood. You can't have personal freedom and still try to control everything and every person. And you can't be enough when you're trying to be everything to everyone. You're going to constantly feel like you're never enough. And I don't believe we were made for that life. I believe our cup is always flowing. And I believe that in Christ, I have everything I need. So I'm never in lack and I'm never not enough. But it just seems like that if I lose my focus and start focusing on situations and people and things that were never meant to define me, never meant to give me true identity. So yeah, I think that's a pretty good answer to that question. Anything else? Last one, maybe. I have a low battery. I want to do a live retreat. Stay tuned for that. Would love to do a healthy, physical, spiritual live retreat with some people, some awesome humans. So definitely putting that on the radar, speaking that into the world. I'm excited about that. What have you learned most about yourself thus far as a first-time father or parent? Great question. I think kids teach you so much about yourself. They reveal to you so much about yourself, especially the parts that you kind of like, you kind of sweep under the rug and maybe are, you know, subconsciously, but you're not maybe courageous enough to bring it up to the light. You know, for instance, having Drew, my puppy, he showed me how much patience I lacked and still do sometimes if I'm not careful. So, but I don't want to be a hurried person or, you know, a person who's not patient. Like, I don't want to be that guy. So he forced me to confront that and understand, like, man, I got to ask God for more patience. I got to, you know, relax, take a breather. So I think that's one thing is, you know, the patience. I think as a dad, Gianna, my baby girl, really invited me to grow my faith. And by faith, I mean my trust and my surrender to God. Surrender and trust that, you know, you are going to work all things together for my good. There's nothing that's outside of your control and knowledge. And so whatever may be happening, I don't have to get it fully. I don't have to fully understand it to trust you. In fact, if you need to fully understand something to trust, you're never going to trust anything, right? You're never going to actually trust God with your life if you need to figure out every single bit of it and know all the details and know all the reasons and you know, et cetera. So she invited me to grow in my faith. And I've talked on it before. You can go back to another podcast. I believe it was Live From Love or maybe the first episode I did with Ryan Tuttle, Inquiry Within. I talked about how she transformed my faith, my journey with God, because I saw myself who at times I haven't forgiven myself fully. I've withheld love and respect and grace for myself, but I give it to other people. For so long I did that, and she, by looking at her and loving her and seeing her as the absolute perfect object of my love, she made me realize that's how God sees me, and that's how God sees you. You know, she'll never understand how much I love her unless she sees herself through my eyes. We will never, and it's the same thing for us, we will never understand how much we are loved, how much we are seen, how much we are cared for, unless we see ourselves through the lens of God, through God's lens, right? So that's why I'm always looking for higher perspective. I'm always looking to see things and see everything, people, situations, mountaintop experiences, wins, losses, success, failure. I'm always trying to get higher perspective and see that through God's lens, because then it gives me total peace. It gives me total trust, knowing that God is always for me. And no matter what, I can know that I'm fully loved and fully understood. And that does something to you as a person. It gives you courage. It gives you confidence. It gives you hope. And it helps you just show up. As I conclude, as I end, it helps you show up. So I'm going to get a lift in here midday, but it helps you show up, because I'm like, man, I should love and respect myself. I got to take care of myself. I got to take care of me. I got to show up and actually improve and maximize what God's given me today. That's all I can do. Can't do tomorrow. Can't do next year. Can't worry about my 5-year, 10-year plan. That's all well and good. But all I can control is right here, right now, today. So taking the smallest action possible and building on that is the key. Take that first step, put the shoes on, send the message, you know, take the risk, make the call, and trust God that he opens doors that you can't. And he'll close doors. If you're not supposed to walk through something, he closes it. He closes it. So don't fear, you know, which door. If you walk in, you're walking in the wrong one. Nah. If it's not for you, God closes a door. And that's facts. But anyway, that was my podcast. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate your time. Hope it was impactful. Please, if you haven't, go subscribe to my YouTube channel and support my mission there. Subscribe or follow the podcast and then DM me or send this to a friend. That stuff helps so much growing the channel, growing the mission. My goal is to help inspire you to become the person you were always made to be, to stay fit for life, physically, mentally, spiritually, to live elevated, live intentionally, and refuse to be average. You know, die to your old self, die to the average you, and wake up to who God made you to be. And freaking nurture that divine spark, that flame within you that is God-given. It's that divine spark that if you let that grow and you surrender, you let go of everything that's not you, and you just keep becoming more you, that's where magic happens. And that's where we change the world. And so that's my goal. It's my mission. And I'm glad you're here on this journey. So thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Peace.